This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Move over, Conchita. The next major Eurovision star might be a computer. And next Thursday, the 12th, which is Euro time for everyone, Eurovision AI Song Contest will live stream to the world, where artists, scientists and developers have taken on the challenge to create a new Eurovision-like hit with the help of AI.
Whoa, we are so lucky to have on the phone Dr. Sandra Oetenbogerden. I was scared of actually the Dutch way. One of the creators of Australia's entry to tell us how the song Beautiful the World came about. Dr. Sandra, welcome to Joy.
Thank you, Jess. It's great to be here. It's been an interesting project. I found out about it because I'm on a mailing list to do with computers and music, but the Uncanny Valley, the company that's spearheading our entry have been doing AI songs in the past already. They did an AI Christmas carol 2 years ago.
Doctor, what can you tell us about a Eurovision AI song contest? What do you have to do to be in that?
Well, you had to produce a song that used AI in some way, and you could choose how you were going to do that. It just had to be like Eurovision. It was only from countries that were permitted to be part of Eurovision Song Contest. So Australia managed to sneak in again. And
we are in Europe, Dr. Sandra. I thought you were highly intelligent. I've told everybody. Yeah.
Look, apparently, Conchita, we've spoken from Conchita's mouth. We heard that Australia is very welcome in the Eurovision contest. So I'm sure you will also be seen as welcomed. So that's cool.
But I'm not sure what AI is, because I always think of AI as a robot, or am I incorrect?
Well, you could think of it as a robot. To tell the truth, I'm a computer science academic, and I'm still trying to come to grips with what on earth AI means. When I looked in a textbook, there were four different definitions that were all in disagreement with each other. But
really?
Basically, it's like, for some people, it's thinking like a human or behaving like a human or otherwise intelligent in some way. But as far as this contest is concerned, it's getting a computer program or software and hardware to do something that you would normally think a human would have to do, like come up with a melody.
So they're picking the melody. The computer program is picking the song and the melody.
Kind of. I mean, what most people who work with AI for writing songs do is they get it to generate melodies and lyrics, and then they decide which bits they like and turn that into a song. And we kind of did that, as well as a few extra things, because, you know, I thought I wanted to automate it even more, because as far as the judging is concerned, we've got the 12 points. and so 6 points, if you like, from the AI expert panel, and that's made up of three people that know a bit about artificial intelligence as well as using it for music.
Nerds.
So we're talking nerds.
We're going
into someone's basement to ask them what they think of the computer generation. But
hey, I feel called out here.
Look, but we've had electronic music for a while. What is the difference between a computer made and AI? Is there a difference?
Yeah, I mean, I like to think of AI as the thing we haven't invented yet, but I guess you can look at the difference between, say, what David Bowie did way back 20 years ago. He had this thing called a verbalizer, where he just threw in some sentences and it just randomly mixed them up and gave them to him, and that sparked all kinds of ideas for his songwriting. And you know, you can kind of think of it as a more sophisticated way of doing that, where the computer programs are trying to learn from things you give it. So what we were doing, and what a lot of the other teams did, is we had Eurovision data. We had melodies from Eurovision songs.
Yep.
And we fed that into our artificial brain, if you like, a neural network, and then said, okay, right, you've learnt about Eurovision songs, now give us some new melody.
Now give
and
us
the same
I'm tripping out here. Yeah. I feel like I should have smoked something conversation.
Dr. Sandra, I did listen to the song, Beautiful in the World, and I'm going to say I got a little bit excited. Now, in the first line of the second chorus, it goes, ding-a-dong, sweet song, thank you, darling. Was the computer coming on to me? Was it singing me a love song?
there's a lot I can say about that particular line. One thing I'll say is that because the neural network that's generating the lyrics needs something, a seed is what they call it.
Yeah.
So it was prompted with a phrase, and one of our Eurovision experts, I think, must have come up with the idea of ding-a-dong, and I didn't realise that actually that was the name of a song that won Eurovision back in 1975 in the Netherlands, which is the country that was hosting it this year. And is hosting this AI song contest. And so some bright spark from our team decided to use that as a seed for the lyrics generator, and it came up with ding-a-dong, sweet song, thank you, darling. No, yeah, you can interpret it whatever way you like.
Well,
but
you know where I went with that.
The team loved that line.
Yeah. Look, Dr. Sandra, we do have a rise in AI music coming on our airwaves. How are we going to protect that we don't erode cultural diversity in music? Because I'm assuming, you know, AI, is it all going to sound the same at the end day? How do we make sure we don't lose our cultural heritage?
Those are interesting questions. But from what I've heard of music that's been written with AI, and it's the people at Uncanny Valley like to say, we rage with the machine.
She knows her music.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that. That was, it's killing in the name of.
I can't claim anything to do with that. That's from my collaborators over in Sydney. But it's very much a collaborative process, and you get things based on what you put in. Like, looking at those lyrics, for example, I think they're kind of Eurovision-like, and that was intentional in that it was trained on Eurovision lyrics, and they even prompted the lyrics generator with words that they thought were Eurovision-like.
Yeah, now, makes no sense. It's Eurovision. Yeah. We love it.
Great.
This is so much fun, and all I can think of is the closest I've ever come to that is just letting the Facebook let me choose when you click on that thing where it chooses what you want to say by just clicking the middle bit. Look, I don't know. You could see all the other entries and vote for Australia, of course. We want to go for Dr. Sandra at vprobebroadcast. Is that right, .com?
Yeah, vprobroadcast.com, and then just follow the links for AI Song Contest. There's 13 entries.
Yes.
They're all very different.
And it's about time Australia took the Eurovision crown.
The UK one is terrible.
Indeed.
Let me tell you, we're going to beat that UK one. I nearly died. I didn't know what I was going to do. Look, I've already voted. We're going to put a link on there. It happens next Thursday. We mightn't have Eurovision, but Australia is going to bring home the crown of Eurovision AI. Dr. Sandra, thank you so much, and good luck, huh?
Thank you.
Let's have a listen to the AI sound. This is Beautiful the World, written by AI.
to yours has arrived.
Wrap up your Thursdays with Tom and Jess on Joy Drive. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.